This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the New York Times quoted at Tim Geddes.
We look so cool, but also lonely and sad.
Does it look lonely and
this
sad?
This shot, we look great. But Kev, can you give us the jib real quick? We look lonely and sad.
In the gym shot, yeah. There's a lot. If you're an audio listener, it's just me and Tim on the set. That's all we got right here. So it's
rare.
A two-person Kind of Funny podcast. I don't think we've had a setup of... If we have, we definitely haven't only been the two chairs.
Yes.
There's usually the couch and the two chairs. I wouldn't be surprised if we've done smaller groups on that set.
Yeah.
But since this was an agreed upon, hey, Andy, gotta go stream a game. Hey, Nick, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. You guys then got to go out and see. We had to juggle the schedule. It's GDC. Mm-hmm. Mike Howard's out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody's on an assignment today. Everyone's doing something. They're all out there doing GDC things, except for Nick, who I really don't know what he's up to.
No one knows.
I think I'm taking a shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's building a boat to do comedy on. I think that's the new thing.
He's doing.
I think that's what the...
Owning the whole process.
Well, you know, they charged him so much for those boat yacht comedy
tours. Yeah, that's the problem. Why it's not successful.
There's the overhead. If you own the boat, you have to rent the boat. It's easier.
Pilot
and you can
boat.
Make money off the drinks
mm-hmm.
and the food there.
Yeah, that's always smart.
You know, what's
exactly.
your stance on these whole cruises? Not
stance on cruises.
Carnival cruises, that kind of shit. The fact that, like, everybody had... The Weezer had a cruise. Jericho had a cruise. Jay and Silent Bob are about to do a cruise.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against the cruises as an idea, but I feel like over time, the more I hear about them, that seems like there's a lot of dark sides of cruises.
Sure.
Like, a lot of really, really bad stuff. Hasan Minhaj did a Patriot Act episode about cruises. Changed my tune. Yeah. I thought I was like, I guess I'm by default pro cruises.
Sure.
Now I think by default I'm a little anti cruises.
Okay.
Having said that,
there's
a lot of bad death stuff, a lot of murder, a lot of like
assault. I think is a big problem. Out there
exactly.
Too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Succession storyline come to
that's
life.
That's real, right?
Essentially,
yeah.
A lot of just not safe things. People not being treated right. So it's really, really bad.
Got
really
it.
Bad all around. But before I knew about all that stuff, when it was just like, oh yeah, there's a you're on a boat on the water, but on that boat there's a water slide.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
Sometimes you go outside the boat in a see-through tube.
Sure, that's cool.
That looks great.
It's just more like I like a good convention. GDC, good convention. You know what I mean? You know, we love Comic-Con, we love the PAXes and mm-hmm. things that E3s. I don't know if I'd want to be trapped inside the convention center floating around. You know what I mean? Where I just can't, like, I appreciate going to the convention, doing the thing, but then also I'm gonna fuck off and see Seattle for a little bit. I'm gonna go to just a restaurant that isn't all about PAX right now, and there might be a lot of PAX people in there. But that sushi boat restaurant close, you know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing too, just like cruises. As somebody who's never been on one, it seems like you're just in a floating shopping mall. And I love
shopping malls. Like that's the thing is, I feel like there's a lot to enjoy there. And like I think any argument you're making against yourself, I feel like you, Greg Miller, could argue yourself back in, because I feel like these boats, these cruises, they're big enough that you can have multiple experiences. You can get away from people. There's like the poop deck,
but they're all there for the same thing, aren't they? I assume that if I go on the Jericho cruise, they have their own. It's not like I'm like 10% of the Carnival cruise is there for the Jericho thing. No,
maybe
they're all there for
I think
the Jericho.
So.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think they're all there for that thing.
Straight up just thing. I don't know. Is that the case?
Pretty
I feel
sure.
like they're more like featured presenters. It's also just a cruise for people, though.
You think there's normies on there that are like, man, there sure are a lot of Jay and Silent Bob motherfuckers on this thing, but I'm going to go do whatever I do on a cruise.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's that you're strictly there with your group. It's like it's one thing.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Chad, am I wrong? Hagler's, how many cruises have you been on?
Yeah, this is because that's a big ass boat.
Can yeah, but I don't think that's the size like the Jericho cruise was on.
Then is it a cruise? Like, at what point are you just like?
No, well, it's a cruise floating. Because it's a cruise ship that has, but it's not like, you know,
Jericho the wrestler.
Yeah, Chris Jericho did one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hagler's have been on one. Okay, but they, well, not one. They don't know if it's like that. Huh. We'll get back to that because I could, you know, I'll look into this James Island Bob cruise and see what I got there.
Yeah, we need more info on what cruise life looks like because my friends have done cruises, the Disney cruise.
Yeah.
But that's, it's a means to an end, really. But like they make it like part of the vacation where it's like there's different drop off points. Oh yeah.
See?
Here we go. The Rock and Wrestling Rager, Chris Jericho's.
That's a big boat.
That's a big ass boat. Like not quite Titanic levels. Ooh, I don't like how it skews there.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit. Right.
It was. It was. Oh no, he's doing it again.
Making the boat bigger. Five Alive, Master Ceremonies, Chris Jericho.
There's a Let's Chat number for the Jay and Silent Bob thing.
What do you want to chat about?
Is the entire cruise us, or are there normal people? That's all we're gonna ask.
Call and ask. We need to know. This is what the Kind of Funny podcast is all about, everybody. Great times between friends and unsuspecting cruise members.
I will immediately tell them that they're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Jay and Silent Bob's Cruise Askew.
Promising.
What if Jay picks up?
Thanks for calling Jay and Silent Bob's Cruise. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Greg, and you're on my podcast right now. I had a question about the cruise because we're talking about it. Is that okay?
Okay.
You're just being recorded. I just want to make sure you know you're being recorded. And this isn't a weird thing, I swear. Well, you know what I mean, other than you're being recorded.
I mean, other than it being weird, but sure, come on, let's go.
Fair enough, I love it. What's your name?
My name's Bear.
Bear, pleasure to meet you. My question is this, Bear. On this cruise, is it just Jay and Silent Bob fans, or is it like, are we a portion of a cruise ship, and there's like normal people who don't know who we are?
No, absolutely. This is 100% just Jay and Silent Bob fans. We, have chartered the entire ship. It's all for the cruise askew, askewverse, I guess is what we're calling it.
Sure, that makes sense. All right, that was it, Bear. Thank you. You've been fantastic, and I appreciate your help.
All right, you're welcome, man. We hope to see y'all out there.
Oh, you will. Don't worry.
All right, cool. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. What a nice man.
Did he say his name was Bear? Because I heard Dan.
No, I heard Bear too.
Okay. Because, like, I love the idea of you being like, we're not fucking with you. What's your name? Dan. Okay, right, Bear.
Well, now we got to tweet Kevin Smith and let him know that that was a great interaction.
Yeah. Shout out to Bear. Wow. Okay, cool. So that entire cruise ship is there for the Jericho.
Yeah.
What? Jericho?
No.
Well,
Jay what? Silent Bob.
Well, I know, but
so now you're assuming the Jericho one is the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
What are the Jericho fans called? Jericho-holics?
Jericho-holics.
Yeah. It doesn't flow as well as you'd like it to.
I do want to say shout outs to Jay and Silent Bob for having a great, like, this website way more inviting than the Jericho one, right? I mean, this is.
It doesn't skew as much. The view is skew. There we go. This could be us, Kev. We've stood next to them before. We could do it again.
Never at the same time, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Hey, I thought Kevin Smith just called the cruise hotline, and Bear was very nice and answered my question live on the podcast. Oh, it's just a kind of funny podcast. Kind of funny podcast. Great service.
Museum. That's great. God, Kevin Smith.
Do you know who's going to be on this cruise?
Yeah, other than this is right here. Hold on. Right there.
You see one name jumping out at you there?
Yeah, Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, Ralph.
I love Cash and Kevin with his fucking pants down. What? Scroll down.
What do you mean?
Scroll down. Stop.
Hey, Mega Ran.
Mega Ran himself going to be on that cruise, ladies and gentlemen. Friend of the show. Just like friend of the show,
wait,
Kevin Smith.
You,
and Jeff.
That's you catching me with my pants down?
Because you thought it. You knew exactly where I was going with it. You didn't know shit. You thought you were going to the Bahamas?
No,
sir. We are going to Nassau Coliseum.
No Ming
what?
Chen, though. That's a bummer.
What?
No Ming Chen. Remember Ming?
Oh, I know Ming, yeah. I mean, they still could be booking him. You never know. Kind of insulting we weren't asked, you know?
I'm
every so often, insulted. You know, I interact with Kevin, or I don't even interact with him, but like when he's doing the Smodcast and all that stuff, he's like, yeah, you guys got to come do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, and then the phone never rings.
Yeah.
I think he's setting you up. He's teeing you up. Why don't we ever call him?
Catching you with your pants
I
down,
bother, I don't want to bother him, you know?
Greg would never call anybody related to Kevin Smith or his cruise line.
I would only do that on this, the Kind of Funny podcast, each and every week, four, sometimes two, best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, you, of course, can be on patreon.com/kindoffunny, watching us record the show live. While we're here, why don't we apologize to you patrons? We finish games daily, got caught up with a couple different projects. We're like, oh, we'll get in there. We'll do the podcast. It's no big deal. We got a little bit of time. Got in here and then saw the chat where everybody's like, whoa, they're 40 minutes late. Where the fuck are they? I'm leaving. We're like, oh, no, sorry. Sorry. That's on us. That's on us. My apology on that one. But on there, of course, you can get it on demand without any ads. You can watch it live as we record it. You can get it early that way. You can get all the podcasts that way. You could, of course, get dozens and dozens of exclusive bonus episodes of shows all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. We could not do this show without you. And of course, we are building to the one and only Kind of Funny cruise. I'm sure it's coming one day.
Oh, God. But we just get, think about.
We just get like a pontoon boat. We go around Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri.
Again, I don't want to get too far down this, but like at some point I want to learn what point does it qualify as a cruise? Because I feel
great
like
point.
You need there sure. needs to be a cruise ship. You can't just be a boat.
Well, I think a cruise ship is dozens of people in a boat that can feed them and house them for a long amount of time.
But like if you're just on a yacht.
But that I don't think you can have dozens of people on a yacht. I mean, yes, if we get up to like Lex Luthor level and Jeff Bezos, sure, whatever. But I'm saying like for a normal person, I think there's a pretty clear what a yacht is versus what a cruise ship is.
Yeah. But that's where we're not normal people. We got to find that.
Yeah. Well, I was going
to
say.
I want to be the bare minimum.
If you are renting a room on it, and I know you're going to throw a below deck back in my face, but if you're renting a room, dozens of people on a boat that has food and entertainment, we'll say, and rooms to rent.
Okay. Okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Okay. So it is, I guess it's more like a hotel situation. What's the difference between a mansion and a hotel?
Well, people live in a mansion.
People live on a cruise ship.
You can rent out mansions too, though.
Well, you can rent out anything.
I don't know. You can rent out the White House.
Well, you got me there. You do got me there. That's what makes the White House the White House, I guess.
Greg Miller, how are you doing?
I'm not through the rigmarole yet. Oh. Of course, if you want to get in with ads, you don't want to support us, it's no big deal. You can get on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week. Housekeeping for you. DCEU is in review and it is returned. You can watch us talk about Shazam, Fury of the Gods. I've seen the box office. I understand you didn't go see this movie, but I assure you, you will like seeing us be tortured by it and be angry by it and yell about this movie quite a bit. YouTube.com/kindoffunny. Of course, the in-review podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Me, Greg Miller, is happy to announce I am doing a live Gregway. That's right. You can get it on Thursday, March 30th, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Patreon.com/kindoffunny games. If you didn't know, of course, I do a show called Gregway where each and every day I put up a vlog and talk to you and answer your questions and hang out. And I was like, you know what? I've been slipping. It's been a rough month. I'm behind. Why don't we do something fun? We'll do a Q&A where we can all chat together in real time. And I said, okay. And there you go. Thursday, March 30th, 1 p.m. Come hang out.
Fun.
It's going to be a fun one. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamoff, Tripod Plus Plus, Trent Berry, James Hastings, and Casey Andrew. Today we're brought to you by Honey, but first, what were you saying, Tim?
I want to talk to you because I haven't talked to you in a long time, Greg. We do shows together, mm-hmm. maybe 10 shows a week.
Sure. It's the classic Greg and Tim problem.
Oh, yeah.
Of like, you know, we work together all the time, but mm-hmm. we don't talk ever. Yeah.
Yeah. We try to. Like, yeah. It's not that we don't want to. It's just like life gets in the way, work gets in the way, friends get in the way, everything, all these things in the way. Like, you know? But I feel like since even leading into the studio launching, I feel like that we were ships in the night in many different ways.
Right.
Then Ben coming into your life, like obviously so much has happened, us building the studio, whatever. And then once we're here, I feel like you're not here that much. You've been out a lot for a whole bunch of different reasons, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
you're back here now.
Yeah.
You're actually in person. Me and you were like, let's talk one-on-one. I want to just ask you, how are you, Greg?
I'm so fucked up, Sam. I am so fucked up. Like, it sucks. I hate being depressed. I hate being off my axis, and I'm so off my axis right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, I assume most people...
We're going to cry a lot today, everybody. Strap in.
I don't know. Maybe I won't cry at all. I might not.
I'm already feeling it. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 3 weeks ago, Jen's mom died. Unexpectedly. You know, We haven't gone into a lot of details on it or stuff like that, but, you know, like, it's been an avalanche, you know what I mean, of life to start this year. You know, for Jen and her mom and stuff like that, like, it's still so hard to process everything and how it's happened because it happens so fast and unexpectedly. And then, of course, it's life, you know what I mean? Dealing with any of this stuff and also being a parent on top of it. You know, like, with Ben, nothing stops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old days of you have a hangover and you can just fuck off for this. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. If I'm hungover, you play through it. You know what I mean? You got to do it. And obviously, you know, Jen and I can help each other out, but whatever, it's still going. And so, like, today, as we record this, March 23rd, right? Like, I'm not even going to try to speak for Jen, but I'm at such a energy deficit. You know what I mean? And, like, not even necessarily, like, sleep, just, like, emotional bandwidth, like, just worn out because it has been one thing onto the other thing onto the other thing, right? So it was, of course, you know, her mom passes away, so we run up there and have this, you know, obviously fucking brutal week, then come back here, and then I don't even remember what happened last week, but there was something else that we had to do, and then now it's GDC, and then it's WrestleMania, and it's like, you know, the hits, good and bad, keep coming, but it's that thing where it's just like,
balance.
Where do you catch your breath, you know what I mean? And like, even for me and her as, you know, husband and wife and best friends, I feel like it's been hard for us to catch up with each other, right? Because being in Canada for everything, right? Like, obviously, she's there with her family, right? And obviously, their native language is French. So even then, I'm on the outs a lot, you know what I mean? In terms of what's going on and getting recaps and stuff like that. But then, you know, we'd go to bed, but we share a room when we're there with Ben in his crib, so you can't talk. It's like, you know what I mean? Like a couple nights ago, we finally had a dinner that was like just us alone, like right before GDC. And that was cathartic to sit there and cry and actually talk about everything, what's been going on and where we're at right now, right? Because again, like, you know, for as bad as I feel, you know, she's lost her mom. You know what I mean? She lost her mom.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's part of, you know, for me, oh, damn, I'm already crying. You were right. You know, that's part of it for me, right, of being so wrapped up in it, of just like, you know, it's obviously the loss of Agnes, her mother, and, you know, my mother-in-law, who I was close to, but it's also then the pain of Jen. You know what I mean? Somebody I love so much having to go through this, and like, I'm hurting too, obviously, but not to the level she is, as you know, you'd expect. And then it's just, you know, the little things of, you know, any of it, you know, watching Bluey or whatever and having the little Bluey talk to their grandparents, like, oh man, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, she, you know, her mom was such a great grandma.
Yeah.
She was such a great grandma. And like, you know, to only get a year and a half of that, not even, you know what I mean? And like, you know, there's never a, good ending, you know what I mean? There's never, everything's tied up nice and tight with a bow or anything like that. And like, you know, there's a lot of silver lining to it of, you know, we had been up a week and a half before she passed away, you know what I mean? We had gone up there and spent a week, which was an emergency trip at that point, you know what I mean? Which was to an extent comical to look back at, right, when she was admitted to the hospital unexpectedly. And so we
And for people that don't know, because this is the first time you're really talking about this. Like, what?
And I've talked to Jen ahead of time, by the way, obviously, that I'm allowed to talk about this. I want to make sure everybody understands that I'm not turning our lives into content without talking to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Ooh. So, you know, in December, obviously Christmas time. Her mom, Agnes, had come out to visit us in October for Halloween and then left, you know, early November. And the idea was, all right, well, you know, come back for Christmas. We'll have you back. You know, she loved holidays. She loved Christmas, obviously. She loves Ben so much. She loves us. And so in the buildup to that in December, I think it was that we wanted to bring her out early December. And she was like, you know, let's push the trip back. I have a cough. Like, I have this cough that's annoying, and I don't want to, you know, get you guys sick. Okay, cool. We'll do it later December or later in the month. And then that became, I'm coughing so much, I've hurt my back. Like, I've pulled a muscle that. And I was like, that's a weird one. Okay. But yeah. Oh, not weird, but like, oh shit, that sucks. But you're also still coughing. You shouldn't still be coughing or whatever. And so, you know, Jen was very much, and her sisters too, were like, you know, you got to go to the doctor and get this checked out or whatever. And she went in January. And then, like, I think it was January 16th, they finally got results back. In January 16th of this year, they were like, you know, there's cancer cells in your lungs. Like, we need to, you know, it's not coming from there. We need to run a bunch of different tests and figure it all out, blah, 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 blah. And so January 16th, you know, that was when Poe came over, when we were going to do the podcast with Poe here. And so they got that news on the way here, which is why I bailed out and we didn't get that podcast with Poe, because we went home to, you know, figure this out, and then, you know, immediately sent Jen up there. And then, yeah, in she came back, and it was a very similar thing to, you know, her mom's passing. She came back and then was here a bit, and she had, we were going to go and do the family trip. We were like, we know we got up there, we'll figure it out when, kind of thing. And she was, you know, it's a million different tests for her mom going up there and trying to figure out what exactly is going on, where it's coming from. I'm not going to get into all the nitty gritty details, but eventually, you know, she was having one of her lungs filled with fluid, you know, like all this stuff that they were just like, okay, cool. Like, you know, they'd get it drained or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And then one day in February, I think it was the week before Valentine's Day, or yeah, right around then. It's all fishy now, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, Jen did a trip without me. So it was that the 16th happened in January. Jen went up there. I stayed here with Benny. Then she came back. We were all going to go up there. We didn't know exactly when. And then it was she went in for something routine. And like, no, you know, actually, you got to stay. We're admitting you for, you know, observation and to work on your lung and do all this different stuff, and ended up being heart surgery and all this other shit. God
damn.
But it was that she got admitted like Thursday morning, and we booked, no, it must have been Thursday afternoon, and then we booked flights to fly the next morning. So it was like Thursday night, we booked flights to fly on Friday morning on the 8 a.m. out of here. And I thought that was quick.
Yeah.
And because it was the same thing for you. I'm like, ripcord, I don't know what's happening, but we got, oh yeah, I told you on the way out that one day where I'm like, I don't think it's worst case scenario, but it's bad. I gotta go. Because yeah, that was the one where the VR trip where I was working on Horizon VR.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she got put in the hospital, and she was trying, Jen was trying to tell me, and of course it's the one time where I have a VR head strapped to my face and I can't fucking do it. So she called Joey, who came out and got me out of VR, like they fucking pulled me out of the Matrix.
Good Lord.
Yeah, rushed home.
2023.
We booked the flight, and then, yeah, exactly. Shot up to Canada, and, you know, she was in the hospital for quite some time. I think 6 days of that trip or something to that effect. And then she came back, and that was what hit me, you know what I mean? Of like, Jen was coming back and forth from the hospital because it's like an hour outside of her small town. And she would, you know, come back and tell me everything, but it was like, you know, trying to recap an entire day into, like, you know, the 15 minutes we had alone or whatever.
Yeah.
And when she,
and plus the translation stuff you were talking about,
yeah, yeah, of course, with the
French, like, that's, yeah, hard for you, man.
Oh, of course, of course. And so, yeah, you know, when Anya's came back from that, that's when it caught up to me. That was when I was like, oh man, like, this is real, you know what I mean? Because I hadn't seen her since really all this had happened, right? Jen had the week alone with her and then had been in the hospital here with her, but like, this is my first time seeing her and seeing what it was doing to her. And, you know, that hit me especially hard. You know what I mean? Of like, I talk about it all the time, right? And I talked about it recently on a PSI Love You when we were talking about Before Your Eyes, no spoilers. But, you know, like cancer and my journey with it, and, you know, how the thing that in the long run for me with being diagnosed and getting into treatment that was such a blessing was that I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I was so naive about it, and I didn't know how tough chemo would be, and I didn't know how arduous the process would be and what a living hell it would be. And so, you know, to see her mom already worn down by being so sick, and again, so quick. Saw her in November, and she was totally fine, right? And then here we are in, you know, in February when I'm seeing her, and, like, you know, she's struggling to breathe, and I had to help her up the stairs, and, like, you know, we're, like, really moved her room and did all the, you know, the things you do for people who are sick or whatever. It was that, like, you know, moment for me of, like, being crushed of, like, oh my God, the hill she has to climb, the mountain she's about to go through. You know what I mean? And she obviously had a, you know, a way worse and more aggressive cancer than I did. And I, you know, we didn't even know how aggressive it was. But anyways, got her back. And the whole thing was like, you know, this build of figuring out what's going on and trying to get the diagnosis and then trying to get the treatment and trying to figure this out. But can we do this if we do that? Or can you get into this you know, there were so many like contingencies that things relied on each other that it was just like insane in terms of like what was going on for it. And so, yeah, you know, we were up there through Valentine's Day and a few days afterwards, and then came back and went to Dice immediately. That was the weird thing, right? You know, even now it's still weird to be back in the office, not only because of everything that's happened, but because of how little I've been in the office the past month and a half, right? Because it was like, you know, that, and I came back for one day and then went to Dice, and then, all right, I came back for one day to the office, then flew to LA to do a VO gig, then yeah, was expecting, came back, then, oh, and then I was coming back and I was like, I'm going to be here. But like, so it was, then Dice was the week before, right? And then it was, yeah, we went. So I know this is, nobody really cares, but it's just nice to talk about it, I guess. Of like, we came back from Canada, you know, her, Jen's uncle, Agnes's sister and his family had come in from Australia. We crossed paths with them literally at the airport, got to see them for a little bit. And it was that thing of like, oh man, you know, shitty situation. Wish we could have seen you for more time all together, blah, blah, blah. Cause it was just the airport. Came back. I think it was a day or two in the office, went to DICE, came back one day in the office, went to LA for the VO thing. The day back from DICE when I was in the office, her mom went and had radiation for the first time, which was just horrible. You know what I mean? And that was the whole thing for me with chemo. I didn't have radiation. Everybody told me how lucky I was. So when I knew that that was on her plate, I was like, oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? Let alone then to try to do chemo on top of that. Then it was Tuesday where I was in LA. And when I had landed in LA, she had finished an appointment and talked to Jen. And I got a text from Jen that was basically like, they're saying she's too sick for chemo right now. She's just too weak for chemo. So like that, they're just basically saying like, appreciate what you have left. And it was like, you know, on Thursday, I think their version of hospice or something was going to come in. Right. And like, you know, assess how much time they had and what this other thing and like what they can do. Cause it's about just being comfortable and where they really are. And obviously there'd be other doctor appointments to really figure out how much time you'd have and yada, yada. And that was Tuesday. And then yeah, Wednesday morning, first thing, she passed away. You know what I mean? We got to call at 4 a.m. And again, back to my thing of thought, thinking it was quick before, we had to call at 4 a.m., right? And we were on a plane at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? What usually, especially like when we did the normal trip when Benny was 6 months old, right? Maybe a little bit older. The first time we did it where there's nothing, like we slowly packed over a week and had like checklists and all this stuff and yeah. But when we did the overnight where it was like Thursday, we know this is bad and so we're leaving Friday morning. Not only did our nanny help pack, then we did it, you know, that night, the dummy checklist of what do you need. And then, yeah, like, you know, we get the call that morning, Wednesday morning, that she had passed or whatever. And it was like, I did a lot of it running around. I packed that and booked the tickets and did all that shit. And like, it was 4 o'clock, it was a little before four, when we got them, and we were out at 5:15. It's like, you know, an hour and 15 with like bathroom breaks and waking up Benny and doing all this stuff. And, you know, taking care of Cole the best we could.
I mean, that's the thing, man. I obviously love you guys so much. I feel for all of you, and I just so stressed for you, so much emotion for you guys in so many ways. But I've just been thinking so much of like, you got Ben, you got Cole. Like this is just like, of course you can't choose the timing, and this stuff is unfortunately just going to happen, and you have to kind of deal with it. But I am so sorry you have to deal with it as intensely as you do now. And like, there's not a better time, but like, God. I don't know that there's a worse time either. Like, this is, it's just a lot, man.
Like, again, you can go back to it of just like, you know, never would I say, you know, what a great situation we're in or have had or gone through or anything like that. But like, you know, you dial the clock back 2 years, we can't go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's, you know, we have friends who are from other countries, and that happened to them. Both their parents died spread out over the pandemic, and they couldn't go home to see any of that or grieve that. And I think, you know, that was, you know, I guess shocking no one, but I mean, how often do you think about it, right? It was like so good that Jen could go home. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And obviously, yeah, you know, I know everybody wants the flowery goodbye and you get to say everything and yada, yada, yada. Like that only happens in the movies, right? Where they say everything and then drift off. Like that just isn't how it goes. So like even her family that was local has unfinished business, right? With Annie S. and didn't get the goodbye they wanted and stuff like that. So I think being able to get up there as quick as we could and then have Jen be with her family and actually, you know, grieve together and do that as sisters. And like, they're the only ones who can really understand what's going on and how they all feel and stuff like that. That was, you know, good for them in a way that could have been even worse. And I think even if it would have been Jen was pregnant or Ben was super new or whatever, right? Like Ben is a rock star. And he's my son. So I'm going to say that no matter what, but I mean like as someone who hates inconveniencing people on planes and also just wants to be as in and out on a plane as possible. Like he's great on planes. You know what I mean? And I'm also, you know, lucky, I guess shocked would be a better word, right? Of like how approachable I would say everybody is. Like there's no, you know what I mean? Like, cause what happens with, you know, a year and a half year old kid, right? Is like, you can only keep his attention on anything for so long. And so, shout out to League of Super Pets. It runs on Air Canada currently for free, and The Rock did a great job with it. He loves watching that, but eventually, even then, like, you know, he'll get tired of it and want to take his truck or train or, you know, whatever he's got in his hand and walk the aisles. And I walk behind him, you know, this giant 6'3", 235 man in this fucking little aisle walking in and stepping into things and pulling him out. But he's very handsy, touching people's knees, stopping at their table to look at screens and stuff. And everybody's chill about it. You know what I mean? Everybody's, they smile back. They'll pull their mask down and mug with him and stuff. And granted, you know, he's a cute-ass kid, so I think that helps us a lot. But it's like, yeah, I've been impressed with people's reactions to it. I've been impressed with him of, like, you know, it isn't easy and it isn't always fun. But I think now that we've done it a few times, I got a rhythm to it. The coming back from the first emergency trip, you know, luckily flying out kind of lines up with the schedule pretty nice. You know what I mean? Ben's up like 6:45 in the morning, get him some breakfast, get him a milk and a Bluey or whatever. And then he hangs out and plays with the stuff. And then, you know, he takes a nap like 11:30 noon right in there or whatever. And so, you know, for an 8 o'clock flight, that's not terrible. You know, you get on there, you're taking off. It's a 6 hour flight back to Montreal. So you have, you can usually get him to, like, he's quicker to go down, I think, with the white noise and everything else. So it's like, that'll happen. But then coming back is the bitch where, because of the seasons right now, there's one direct and it's 5:30 at night. So it's like, it's a weird time of, like, we're taking off after what his dinner time usually is and all this stuff. So it's like the first trip back, the first emergency trip back, it was like, this sucks. Cause we had, like, you know, driven from the countryside where her folks live. This was like 2 hours into that. Then you go through all the airport bullshit you usually go through, but with a baby. And then you get on the plane, and then it's like he was immediately screaming and doing like the thing. His ears are popping and he can't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm so stoked for him to be the little bit older, to be like, I've loaded your iPad with whatever. Here's, we both have our Switch. Let's play Mario Kart, whatever it'll be. You know what I mean? What, by the time we get there, of that, of like, be able to explain.
Maybe Mario Kart 9 will finally be out.
Exactly. You know, I'll be able to explain shit to him or whatever. But like, you just can't explain anything to him of why you're in this tube or what's going on or blah, blah, blah. But,
you know, like, something that I've been thinking about a lot with, in regards to this, is that, like, again, like, death happens, and yeah, it's so sad, and like the grieving period is so important, and to the support that everybody needs, I think, is important. And I've noticed in my life, as I've seen this happen to people, that the levels of support, the layers necessary, like, yeah, I don't think people talk enough about how far down that goes, of like how much support people need to grieve. And then the people that are supporting them need support to support them. And it keeps going back. And it's like you having to be there for Jen, obviously, right? And Jen being there for her family. And it's a weird thing where those things can kind of be, the person that's supporting you is also the one that needs support from you.
Yeah.
And it can work in both ways. So like there's this like beautiful balance between it all. I think that that's kind of what love is at the end of the day, is like being there for each other. But like, for Ben to be there for you, to be the support that obviously he needs you. But I've seen... You always talk about him. You always talk about him positively. And, like, you have great stories and stuff. You always send me pictures, and he's the cutest fucking kid ever. But it's, like, it feels different now in a way where I just feel like in the last month or two, it's you've really, I've seen, been using Ben as, like, support for you to help you through this as you are there supporting Jen and also dealing with your own feelings about it all. But, like, it's just, it's a beautiful thing that your family has grown and that there's so much love that you have given Ben and that he's already given you and the world and everything. But like, I just think it's you need support, Greg. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know. yeah. No, I know. And I think that, you know, I know that. And, you know, one of the things that's caught me off guard was, you know, it happens and you're in action mode and you're doing whatever you can. And it would be our friends who have, you know, I'm back channeling. Nobody wants to hit up Jen, right? Like, and that sounds weird, but you know what it is, of like, you don't know what's happening on the other side of the phone.
Yeah,
how she's taking things, does she even want to be distracted by some bullshit from her friends or whatever? So people hitting me up, but then also, you know, two texts in me like, also like, I'm so sorry for your loss, you know what I mean? Are you okay? What are you doing? People gathering that, right? And to your Ben thing, you know, what was interesting about it was like, you know, as horrible as everything's been, and just, you know, it's not, you know, we joke around, me and Jen, when we talk about Ben, of like, he is the most social Miller in the family. Like, he is the one who is like out at the museums, and he's got his little friend group that, because our nanny's friends are also nannies. So there's this like, you know, they have this like ragtag group of little rascals that are all running around at every photo I get. They're all together every day doing something at an activity or wherever they're going, and, you know, going to the pool and this, that, and the other, blah, blah. That's awesome San Francisco, where it's always 60 degrees, right? You take this kid up to fucking Quebec in January into the country, right? And the snowdrifts are, you know, to my nipples or whatever. It's like, damn, like, we are hanging out. So it's like when Jen would go to the hospital for that first emergency trip, right? And then I'm alone in the house with Ben all day long. And it's like, we can't go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. You know what I mean? Like, Jen had the car. She took it to the hospital, on number one. Number two, we're an hour from any, like, real civilization. Number, you know, three, I don't speak the language even to walk around the town, which we did. We'd go to the playground or whatever here and there. But the playground is also buried under 5.5 feet of snow. You know what I mean?
So cold.
So it's like, it was this really weird, also kind of beautiful purgatory where it was like, all right, I am just your dad today. There's, you know what I mean? There's nothing else. I have to entertain you from this to the nap time. Then during the nap, do the dishes and everything else. Maybe sleep if I have it. And then, you know, wait till your mom gets home. And then we'll, you know, if she's going to make dinner if she will make dinner time, I'm going to make food either way. Or I'll make you know what I mean? It was this thing of like, when am I going to have that again? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like paternity, maternity leave, and Jen and I were home for the 3 months with Ben was an awesome, beautiful time, and also fucking batshit insane and, you know, weird ass hours and yada, yada, yada. But like, that was, you knew in the moment, like, oh, this is special. 3 months without work, a new person in our family, we're doing all these different things, and also we don't know what we're doing. Whereas, like, you know, then you get into the rhythm of what your days are, you know what I mean? And even for work from home, it would be, you know, like I would go downstairs. Well, the nanny would come on. I would go downstairs. Jen would, you know, she did a different schedule for a little bit, but then got into the same schedule as me of she'd come downstairs or go to her work meetings or whatever it would be. We'd all work to a certain time, then come upstairs and, you know, take over from the nanny and be parents for the night. And yet you'd be the parents at night. And so it's like all of a sudden to have everything shift so crazily, even the weekends where it is just me, Jen and Ben, like we have a rhythm there. And, you know, Jen's done trips before and stuff, but it's different when Jen goes to Portland or whatever for a trip and it's me and Ben at our house in our neighborhood in America with, you know what
for
I mean,
a so, day or two, and yeah, you know exactly. She's, when she's coming back and yeah, all yeah, that. Yeah.
And so to have this week where it was just like I don't, where I was just the parent, there weren't, you know, I was the support system, there wasn't anybody else, right? And that's, you know, weird because people came through the day once or twice, but it was like a really weird thing of like, man, this is, when would I ever get this? I never thought I would have this, nor do I think I'd ever get it again necessarily. Where it is just me and you, buddy. What are we doing? We're taking care. And like, what a great glimpse into what it's like for him. You know what I mean? Like Ben, you know, gets a new firmware every week where he has some other new skill or new thing or whatever. So like to be at that very specific part of his life to share a week of just that with me and him was, you know, heartbreaking and you know, frustrating at times. But overall, like this is a cool thing. You know what I mean? Of being able to do that. And so, yeah, like I think, and I also, you know, again, like this sounds goofy, I'm sure. But as somebody who's been, you know, well, I was going to say dating, but been with a French Canadian now for, you know, it's 7 years. Well, 8 years dating, right? Oh, shit. Fuck. Hold on. The math's always weird for me, right? Because it was this. No, 2013. So 17. 7 years. 7 years, whatever.
There you go.
You know, it was great to have just another native English speaker there. You know what I mean?
And Ben?
Yeah. Right? Like, he's the only other...
Same level.
He's the only other person who doesn't understand what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? So, like, to be able to speak English to him and have him, as I normally do, you know what I mean? Like, when I talk to Jen's parents or even, like, her older sister who's a little, more French than English, like... You know, I know there's things I'm saying that you're not picking up on. I know that I'm speaking, you know, even with Ben.
Focus with
Ben understands. Ben understands what you're saying, which is still the most bizarre concept I feel of like, it was on this trip where we were in the hotel. But yeah, right. When we did the emergency trip, we stopped at a hotel first. We're packing up in the morning and I was like, Ben, and he turned and looked at me. I'm like, can you bring me your carrot? He had one of his little carrot toys by the door and he picked it up and walked it over and gave it to me. And I was like, wow, that's fucking weird.
Unlimited power.
This is weird. You understand everything.
Greg, I do want to keep talking to you.
Sure.
But real quick, I wanted people to know if they're into patreon.com/kindoffunny, they get the show ad-free. But for everyone else, here's some ads, baby. Shout out to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. And we all know there's nothing better than the feeling of saving money. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, you see the fun little dancing guy. Honey searches for coupons. coupons, and it finds you the best ones. And then you just watch the prices drop. We here at Kinda Funny have been using Honey for years, and it's helped us save thousands on tech, costumes, food, you name it. Honestly, I just love how easy it is to just set and forget and save. That's the best part. Honey doesn't just work on desktops, it works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone, you save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny.
That's good. That's really
good. We're back.
Lovely little conversation.
I like where we're at here with the more positive tinge. Is there other things that you wanted to vent and get out, or maybe stay in the positive realm where you want to go?
I mean, Jesus, man. I feel right now I just, you know, like yesterday was a bad day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not that there's a reason. Like, that's depression. You know what I mean? And like, you know, it's not that I'm not used to it. I just don't feel like I suffer from it often.
Mm-hmm.
Understandably so right now. I'm not trying to say I shouldn't or whatever. But God, that sucks. I hate it when you're just bent out of shape for no reason. And it's like, and it's even like, I think it's so hard for somebody who hasn't dealt with depression, right? Or being depressed. Cause I guess I'm not like clinically, I'm not like clinical depression. I'm not a doctor. I shouldn't throw these words around, but it's so different than being in a bad mood, of waking up and being in a bad mood. That happens to me all the time. I'm bent out of shape about something very specific. Yesterday, what I described is just a funk where like, there's a ceiling or a cap on your enjoyment, like the ability you could possibly enjoy something too.
Yeah.
Of just being like, what do I want for lunch? I don't want anything.
Yeah.
And it's not even like there's a right answer. Like I go through wings and everything. No, you know what I mean? Like that was lunch and dinner yesterday, right? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All games to a degree too, of just like, what do I want to play? Nothing. But all I want to do is play stuff. What do I want to watch? Nothing. You know what I mean? I'm on the shows. What do I want to? I don't want to do anything on the shows. And it's like, it sucks because you're cognizant of the fact that you don't want to do anything and you know that's wrong. You know what I mean?
Like, it just makes everything feel longer, man. Like, you'll be laying in bed and you're just like, I just want to sleep. I don't really want to sleep, but I don't want to be awake. But
for sure,
awake.
On the drive home last night, I was like, dude, when I put Ben down, because Jen had more GDC stuff last night, I'm like, when I put Ben down, do I just go to bed? Should I just go to bed? And I'm like, that is like classic depression right there. I'm just like, fuck it all up. And again, like that.
But sometimes, I mean, it's necessary.
Oh, sure, you know, sure. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, it's like you just need to kind of like do if when you're feeling really bad, if there is a thing that you get a moment of feeling good from.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to indulge in that. I think you need to be aware, and I don't think that you can apply that to many things. And if drugs are your answer to what I just said, don't do that. Don't do anything that's going to have long-term negative ramifications. But sleep a little longer than you normally would, even if that's out of your norm. If that's what your body needs and your mind is telling you, then maybe that's it, whatever it is. But yeah, it sucks that there are times where there isn't that thing. There isn't even that second of relief.
Yeah.
Or just like, relief's a good word, but even just like a break from having to deal.
Sure.
With it.
Sure.
With everything. And again, you said like, even if nothing's happening, it's like, yeah, like things happened weeks ago. You guys are still dealing with that. So even if there's nothing new, there's still new ways that information is affecting you affecting your day and the people around you's day and like all of that stuff, man. It's just there's a moment you stop and like look at yourself. You're just like, I'm a husk right now.
No, yeah, totally.
I'm not me.
You know? Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think that's the roughest part is not being me. You know what I mean? In terms of what I want to do or how I want to do it or how I want to perform in the shows and like, don't get me wrong, I think I'm still fucking crushing on the shows. But, like, you know, I it's not the performance I want.
Yeah.
It's not what I want. You know, I had the kind of feudy yesterday. Like, I didn't start where I wanted to be. I ended where I wanted to be, but I didn't start where I wanted to be.
You ended in a shitty-ass place. I hate you so much.
I fucking crushed it. Everybody should go watch it. Do I win? Probably, but it doesn't matter. Maybe don't I always win? Maybe I'll be here consistently 2 weeks in a row to retain.
Maybe you won't.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't fucking count on anything now. Thank God, too, that, you know, like, I learned my lesson with COVID where I was like, anytime I book any plane ticket now, it's like refundable.
Yeah.
It's $100 more. I don't give a shit. Refundable. I'm not going to do. I had so much goddamn travel credit with United. They were fucking me on from way back when with COVID, all that stuff. Not this time, though.
Yeah.
I'm on top of it. They're not getting me. Yeah. You know, it's been interesting. I think I mentioned to you when we had lunch yesterday with Bless or whatever after the video event we went to. I guess we can say
was that yesterday?
Nintendo. 2 days ago. The GDC lunch we had.
Yes.
Where it's like I'm finding solace in wrestling. which is an interesting one.
I love that for you, man.
Where it's like, you know, obviously WWE 2K23, I think it's a great game and I've been having so much fun with it. But even like watching Network again, like just putting on the 24s, like, because I usually don't watch anything. Like, I just don't watch TV unless it's me and Jen. And so she's got a very limit on what we can watch wrestling-wise before she's like, I'm tapping out. And so, like, you know, with her doing so much GDC stuff lately or just having to do other stuff, I've been able to pop stuff on and just, like, vibe with that for a bit, you know what I mean, and be happy with that as we get ready for Mania and everything else.
No, I mean, I love that for you timing wise. I you know, it's pros and cons, right? Like, should we be taking a trip right now while you're dealing with all this and you just need a moment of rest,
right?
It's like yes and no, right? Where it's like, no, you need rest, but also, hey, but like, that's joy, dude. And I feel like, to get so much of it,
I feel like rest, it's not that it isn't the answer. I don't feel physically tired. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I made it through the fucking, you know, the newborn stage and everything else. And like, I have that dad level of tired, right? Where I could stay up or I could go to bed or I'll, you know, forcibly go to bed. Yeah. I'll just fall asleep doing something. But I'm not, even that I don't have right now. Like, I feel like I'm in a good place energy, like physical energy wise. It's just the emotional weight and stress where it feels like, you know, one of those things where it's compressing you because it is trying to do so many different things, right? Get water out of, I got to email our tax person. And be like, hey, I just looked at this thing because it finally cued in my brain that I've got to be getting close to the deadline. And I'm like, we're going to skate past that. She was, oh, my God, no big deal. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. If you can't even get it by this, we'll get an extension. And yada, yada. It's just like those are the little things of like, you know, death by a thousand cuts and everything else and trying to keep your head above water as you go with it and do all this different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Mania. I'm excited to hang out with you.
Of course, yeah.
During that week as well. And like, the wrestling stuff's been really fun because like it's – you know, so core to who both of us are in very different ways and has affected our lives so similarly, but also in so many immensely different ways. And especially now with where you're at with like being a part of it and like actually like having a show and all that stuff, like going to the shows and feeling like we're more of a part of it than we used to be too. It's like we know people there and like, just, and I mean, you know, even with Austin Creed and stuff, like all that stuff's so special where it's like, I love that we've been in the games industry long enough that it's like we see people win awards or like get their games reviewed well or whatever. And you get that feeling of like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed with happiness for this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool that like we're at a point where it's like we know people that are wrestlers or behind the scenes in wrestling or whatever. So it's like seeing the wins, seeing the losses, it's like it feels even more kind of like connected to us. But I that's the power of wrestling though. It's like even taking out like the direct connections, it's like you just kind of like lose yourself to it and get invested in this world. And
you have to buy in.
Professional wrestling only works as much as they sell it and we buy.
Yeah.
And I just love that fans of wrestling understand that and fans of wrestling want that. So they go in and are like, hey, this is the language we're speaking right now. Just catch up.
It's the best example of suspension of disbelief. You know what I mean? And that was, you know, one of the things I've talked to you about, and I don't know if I've talked about on shows, but stick with me, everybody, of like, you know, our first emergency trip timed out with Elimination Chamber up in Montreal. And so it was that thing where initially everyone thought I was going for that. Our friends, it would hit me up like, oh, and I'm like, no, I'm actually here for a horrible reason. But that I hear you. I'm 2 hours away from that, and I would love to go to it. And that Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns match for the title, right? Like what I have told you and I've told so many people about it is like, you knew if you're a wrestling fan and have been around, Sammy's not going to win the title here. Mania's around the corner. They've been building this Cody thing. That's what they want. This has just happened and they're riding the wave. But the story is so good and they've done such a good job telling it that even though you know 100% he won't win the belt from Roman Reigns, you still think that maybe he could.
You believe.
You know what I mean?
You like fucking believe.
And it's like, and I'm like, that doesn't, if you don't consume wrestling and care about wrestling, I don't think that, you're like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? But it's like, it was so well done that you're like, 100% they're not going to do it, but they could. And like, what would that look? And what would it be? And yada, da, da. And then, you know, the other side of it that is so enjoyable, right, is the fact that, you know, the buy-in and suspension of disbelief is the fact that there's so much content out there now from WWE that's from the other side of the curtain. To be able to go in, like, you know, last night I did Big E's 24.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had done Kofi a few nights before and yada, yada. And like their rise from, you know, Big E, I'll start with, you know, or just be with, of like, you know, being a football player, but then getting injured over and over again, and then how these two, like, you know, chance encounters get him to the WWE to go to, like, you know, their junior league to work his way up to do the, and it's just like this story of what it was in honing in on his character and how it was, and then, you know, the death of George Floyd and how that involved, and it's like so cool to see there be the side that is like, no, here's what we're doing and how we're doing it and what becoming a wrestler is, but then there be the curtain, there, you know, the other side of the Titantron that is, we're watching it and we're buying into whatever's happening, what they're doing out there in terms of it.
Yeah.
And it's such a special time for wrestling right now.
It really is. That the Sami Zayn match at Elimination Chamber is like going to go down as an all-timer for me, as something that I think I'm going to rewatch when I need to just feel something, which is something I enjoy a lot. Like, I really am in tune with my emotions, and I feel like the older I get, that's only gotten more and more true. And it's like, earlier we were talking about, like, when you're feeling depressed, like, what can be there for you? And, like, even there are times where even the answers aren't the answer. Like, even things that you know you could rely on, when those aren't working, that's when you feel at your lowest. But, like, I think that there's such a magic to wrestling that, like, it brings me happiness, you know? And it's like, even if I'm feeling sad, like, seeing Sammy almost win, like, I'll be able to watch that match in 10 years and still believe that he might pull it off,
you know?
And I just, I really love that. And I'm excited that you're about to see this WrestleMania this year, because I think it's going to be really, really good for you.
Sure.
To just be all in, are surrounded by people that are also all in, like, trying to have fun and trying to, you know, see the joy in life at a moment that doesn't have much joy for you.
And I think, you know, you mentioned, like, is this the right time for a trip? Like, I think it is, you know what I mean? Of, like, I think especially to kind of check responsibilities, like, Jen and Ben aren't coming.
Yeah. Right?
Like, they're going to do their own thing. So it is, like, a fast weekend of going down there. And, yeah, I'm just there for Mania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I did a Greg Way today where somebody asked if we're doing a meet and greet. And I was like, well, no, because the trip's so fast. And they were like asking for like a world tour meet and greet where I was like, you know, renting a spot and doing all these different things. Like, no, that's just, and we're all spread out too, where you and Gia are down there earlier. I have no idea when Andy and Mike are getting in, yada, yada, yada. Like, this is actually just coming together for this one thing. This is the one thing, you know, I might get to do some stuff there for, you know, WWE and be pre-show or whatever, hopefully. But like, that's all it is. That's all it's about. Yeah. Where even I had the conversation in my head of like, man, like, you know, pre-show kicks off at 3 p.m. Like, Saturday I fly in, so I'll be making it, which sucks. I kind of want to go to Stand and Deliver. But like, I was like, do I want to check in for an early flight and try to get, I'm like, ah, that's not worth it. Maybe it isn't. I'll see.
we'll see where Greg ends up this weekend.
But then it was like, 3 p.m. Like, do I want to get a brunch? Do I want to hit like Neil? Do I want to try this? And I was like, you know what? Like, I got the backstage pass. I should probably just focus on Mania.
Just
and
take
I'll go,
this as a win.
I'll go sit backstage and hang out, wait for WrestleMania to go. I'm like, yeah, I should probably just do that and have one objective, one thing. Because I think that's what's so tough right now is like, there's so many different things going on at any point in time. You know what I mean? Of like, it's easier now, but it's like, even like, you know, being up there for both the emergency trip and then when she passed trip, like, it was like, inbox was also getting filled up with people for the GDC stream being like, haven't heard from you, or you said you, this was the deadline, and they get my out of office and then immediately be apologetic. Yeah. And like, they didn't need to, obviously, but like, even having that off my plate now of not having to worry about that, but obviously, for us, there's always the next thing.
Always.
There's so many different
things.
So many things. You, Joey, had a meeting about a whole bunch of different dates for cool shit we have to do. But it's like, man, I should really start writing that. Man, I should do X, Y, and Z. Like, yeah. You know, there's always all great things.
It is great things, man. And that is, you know, this reality's life where it's like,
it
when it rains, it pours, and that works for good things as well. And it's just like having to deal with it all. And
we'll see what this weekend looks like for the Millers, because I feel like this is the first time.
This weekend or
this weekend?
Okay, so
like, because this will be, you figure,
and the one before,
Jen will be done with GDC, and I will be done with GDC planning as well, and even like Mania, there's not Mania planning for me to do or anything like that, right? So it is like, hey, here's a weekend with not much happening, because that was what you know, I'm sure is not surprising to anybody who's been even remotely in a stressful situation, but like, you know, we get the phone call. We only have a moment to deal with that right before it is like, if we're going to make this 8 o'clock flight, let's fucking move. We do all these different things. We get Ben up. We do the thing. You're in the car. You do the blah, blah, blah. Park the car here. Da, 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 da. Get in security. This thing. Okay. Take the, you know, we bought Benny's own seat that you could put the car seat in, because you get a discount for like, you can do infant and lap for free, but you can also get an infant seat for like half the price or whatever. Anyways, which is, we wanted more space. And yet, anyways, though, do all this different shit, right? And then you get on the plane and you strap him in and the plane takes off. And that's when Jen and I both broke down on the plane, right? Because suddenly you're alone with your thoughts.
Yeah.
There isn't the next fucking thing to do. And I have a feeling this weekend might be that for us, too, where it's like,
take it out, man.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. I mean, that's, you know.
I'm going to be crying this week, too.
What?
All weekend, man. Ash Pikachu's last episode is tomorrow morning in Japan. I'm going to wake up and watch that shit. Pure Japanese. There won't even be subtitles by
now. Wow.
I'm going to watch that shit. I can't fucking. I don't want anyone spoiling shit for me on the internet.
Sure.
They will.
Yeah.
Assholes. So, yeah, no, I'm going to do that. I'm sure it's going to be really emotional.
I know it's important because it's on the GD, the calendar. Yeah. It says KFGD, Ash Pikachu's last episode.
I'll give my thoughts on Games Daily. But, like, real talk, I'm nervous about it. And it's like, I know they're not going to do anything crazy. Like, the crazy stuff happened.
Is Pikachu going to go with him, or is he leaving Pikachu behind?
I mean, I don't know anything. This is just me being speculative here. Yeah. I think, like, based on what they've done, because this is like an 11-episode epilogue series they've been doing after he won the championship, it's been very kind of just like, you know, the being a Pokemon master is the journey and friends along the way, like that type of stuff. I think they're going to leave it open-ended. It's like their journey will never be done. And
okay, great.
They're going to walk off. But I think they're going to do it really well. Like, I think they're going to get me, Greg Miller.
You think in Japanese you're going to cry too?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. 100%. I can already imagine the visuals they're going to have. They're going to do the thing. This is 25 years. Culmination.
Are you going to record yourself watching it?
I don't know that I'm going to do that. I should have done that. I should have done that for the championship. I really, really, really like. I watched that thing like it was a sporting event, and like there was the ups and downs, and like it. Oh my god, that was incredible. But I think that this is just going to be. It's going to be different. But yeah, it's like there's similar to the wrestling thing. It's just like allowing yourself to care, and like it's adding your own perspective and your own meaning to things that. It's just fucking cartoons and drawings and music and shit. Like, but it's just kind of like adding to it of just like thinking about my friendships for 25 years.
Oh, for sure.
And like how much has changed and how much has stayed the same and like just who's been there for me all the time and all. It's like, that's the type of stuff where it hits and it connects. And like Ash and Pikachu's journey has meant so much to me, even when there's been 1200 something episodes of the show. How many did I watch total? 200 maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like just the fact that it's been happening and like that it's now it's coming to a close. He'll be back, I'm sure. But like I love the joy that you can find in life in things that should a 34, whatever the hell old I am, dude, be like this emotionally charged leading into an episode of a cartoon that I'm going to watch in a different language. I don't know. I think the answer should be yes. You know what I mean? It brings me fucking joy and happiness in a time that's really fucking hard in life.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
It's like, I don't know. I'm...
You're 33.
I'm 33. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Good job. Good fact check on that one.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just... It reminds me that when things are really bad, they're still really good.
Oh, of course.
And everything in between. And even things that are really good can be really sad. I'm sad that it's actually Pikachu's end, you know?
Sure.
But I'm also really excited to see what positive emotions it makes me feel and how I can reminisce on everything. And I'm really like to bring that back to, I brought the Pokemon stuff up to relate to you on this. Of just like, I'm so excited that you have been through all this situation and that you have wrestling throughout the situation, that Jen has you. That Ben has all of those things and you guys, like, it's just, you got to find your thing out there, whatever that thing is, whatever your people are, and support those people and like really try your best to be there for them in ways that you know that you need people for you.
Sure.
Look at them because they might need the help, and the help could just be being there or like you're saying, texting, or don't text. Like read the room, understand
sure.
like how people need the help, but I always try to be there for you as well as I can. And I don't know that I always get it right.
No,
but I know I'm always trying. I know you know I'm always trying.
Yeah.
So it's like.
No, I mean, Kind of Funny's been awesome through this. You know what I mean? Like, I think in the right ways, everybody kept their distance. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody overstepped anywhere. And I know that I understand that they probably in their heads were like, let's not overstep and do, you know what I mean? And like that. And it was like, obviously, you know, it's a testament to everything we've built here that it's like, I can. In the morning, you know, I you weren't even awake. I slacked you. I'm like, I'm gone. This is it. It's gone. And like, we pull the ripcord and we figure it out. And we can work through anything. We can get through anything. And it's like, you know, I was prepared to tell the team, but again, everybody's kept their distance and we've kept it very like, you know, top level of just like, I'm sure they know, but it is that idea that like, you know, me leaving on a dime here, get it being just gone and off the radar and not being able to help with anything, like, that's not because I'm a founder. That's just because of what we've built here. Like, that works for anybody for anything. That Absolutely. If they needed time and they needed to go, they could just go and we'd figure it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We'll make it work, which we've obviously shown time and time again here, whether it's being in the studio or fucking leaks or whatever the hell is going on. And like,
yeah, I mean, you know, like, I want to keep this brief because I really want to keep the focus on you overall.
It's about time somebody focused on Greg Miller.
What I was saying about the support systems and stuff, it's like, that's all true. Having said that, I'm dying, Greg.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? It's like, you drop him down, like, fuck, I'm gone. We got it. But getting it, it's so hard. And then, yeah, there's been winds and storms here, which means power outages, which means leaks, which means this and that. And, like, we have an amazing team, and everyone's fucking handling it. But it's like, I want to take this, and what I'm saying, I want you guys to understand this the right way. I'm seeing in the chat right now that Ryan is saying, my thing is kind of funny. Me talking about wrestling, Pokemon, all that stuff. Yeah. People in the chat right now, there's Charger now, who's their thing's kind of funny. I know that, and I appreciate you, and that's why we do this. And that's why when something's happening, we're like, we got it. We can figure this stuff out. But we appreciate your patience so much. Like, us being 40 minutes late today, all this stuff. We're trying our fucking best. And I know that it seems sometimes like we're saying that like it's an excuse. I know it shines through to the people that watch us, listen to us, and everything. So it's like, I almost don't need to explain it. Because to me, I'm not trying to convince anyone otherwise. I'm just reminding the people that already fucking know that we appreciate the hell out of you. And like, thank you for it. Because we are doing this with you, for you, with each other, for each other. And it's like, we're always going to try our best to do our best and do as much as we can that we're enjoying and that we know people are going to enjoy. And it can get really hard. And sometimes the easiest things can get hard. Just looking at a calendar and trying to figure out, all right, we have to do these shows. Who can we get to do these shows? Yeah. Well, these people here, these people there, whatever. And we figure it out. But sometimes things don't work. And it can be really unfortunate. But we appreciate your patience, your understanding. I love you guys, and I love that we're able to do this. And y'all are that for me. Like, the amount of times I see nice tweets, the amount of like images that I've saved, that when I'm feeling bad, I can look back and like look at nice things people have said. Some things aren't even nice; they're just things people have said.
The toilet totes.
That, honestly, getting the toilet totes. It's like a reminder that, wow, people are listening to content from 2016 or whatever.
Yeah,
and still, it's resonating with them enough that they're like, you know what? I'm going to go out of my way to tweet at Tim. Like, that shit's so great. But
for sure,
thank you all.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, obviously I second all that, but that's also been, you know, in the cauldron of emotions and things. That is part of it, right? Where I've been trying to get you to take time off for so long. And it's like, all right, when we get in the new year, we can get there. And then I've just been
every month I've been hit
over and over again in the fucking falling out of the goddamn grief tree or whatever, where it's like, that's impossible for you to go because I gotta go on this emergency ripcord thing. So we still can get you off the fucking
I know it's all fucking true, man, but we're out here doing our damn best, and
we're doing pretty good at it. I think
we're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I mean, I love that we've never made better content, and I feel like we say that so much, but I feel like it's only gotten more and more true. And like, being in the studio, like, the GDC's been so fucking great, Greg. And again,
did you listen
don't
to XCast yet?
Yesterday's XCast? Yeah. No, I haven't.
I listened to this thing. I was like, damn, goddamn.
Yeah.
They're fucking making a show here. Yeah. Shit's great.
What I did listen to was Games Daily a couple days ago that was Mike and Andy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fucking awesome because we couldn't do it because we were going down to do GDC stuff. And they killed it. And I'm like, this is a fucking good ass show. It looks great. It sounds great. They're funny. They're making great points. It was just like, man, this is so cool that this is what we get to do. And like, we've now been here a couple months, and like, we've gotten through the different phases. We're still in the phases of things, but like, we've gotten through the initial, can we do this? Now it's like, yes, we can. Cool. What can we do? Oh, we can do this. Can we do that? Yes, we can do this, but not this. How do we figure that out? Like, that's the type of thing where we're now, I think, a little bit past the like, troubleshooting because it's a necessity, and now it's troubleshooting to be creative.
Sure.
And there's exceptions to that, but I think overall it's like, oh man, we're having so much fun. And GDC's been so great. Of course, I wish it was at a different time because I'm fucking exhausted, but when will that change? But seeing everybody's been so nice because it's been years. It's been 3-4 years.
Come through here and see this spot.
And to have a space to have people in SF come to. For 3 years, people have been like, oh, hey, I'm in town for a day or a weekend or whatever.
I'll be in my sweatpants. Come to my basement. You can sit next to me and share a microphone.
Exactly. And yeah. I mean, there was the irony that it's like, hey, it's actually easier to collaborate with you when you're not here. Yeah. Like, we don't have a place for you to be. So having a place for people to come. Simon Cardi's here right now. We did Games Daily together. Banger episode, everybody. Go check that out. But he's just hanging out because he can. Because we have
like Monday, I got nothing to do. I'm like, come on through.
Yeah.
Worst case, you can play video games in the conference room. I don't care.
Yeah. But it's been really great seeing everyone. But seeing everyone and them asking how the studio's been. Yeah. Asking how things are going. And, like, being able to answer, like, for years has just been, oh, well, we're paying rent two places, and this is going wrong, and that's going wrong, and the buildings and the fucking city and the blah, blah, blah. And now it's just like, yo, it's fucking great. You should come through. Bring everyone you know. Like, it's
yeah, I was
awesome.
Shocked when the GDC stuff I've done, and I don't mean the stream, I mean seeing people afterwards or going to the events downtown or whatever, and having our peers and other developers talk about the stream we did on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that's cool that you watched it. You know what I mean? Because, again, you're always doing this stuff, and I think I'm just doing it for the hagglers. you know what I mean? Like, all right, they're going to watch it. That's cool. And then you see other people, like, taking notice of it and then asking how the studio is or being impressed with the Blessing show or the amount of times I've heard, you know, those comments and people talking about Mike and what he's doing with XCast. It's insane.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's you bringing up the GDC stream. Like, we pulled that shit off. And we pulled that shit off so well, and it's like one of those like pat on the back fucking props to everybody here at Kind of Funny, and props to y'all motherfuckers for showing up and proving we know what we're doing here by watching it. But like, we've done this stuff so much. We've been doing GDC streams since before Kind of Funny existed, before Game of Grey show existed. We did this shit at IGN. And it's like, at a certain point, it's like, it wasn't just us alone, and there was so many other people involved, but it's like, You refine, and kind of grow what that can be. We did the GDC Patreon streams in the beginning days of Kind of Funny at the Patreon office. We learned what this could be, what it could look like. And now we built a studio that has the functionality to be able to make that shit turnkey. And also, we just have a setup that allows us to, Greg has the connections. Greg's just going to come up with a run of show, work with the devs, book this all out. We know what this needs to be, and we can just bada boom, bada bing, make it happen. 7 hours, we have enough hosts now that's not even an issue at all. People cycling in and out.
Yeah.
Kev on the tech side, like, can fucking do this shit with his eyes closed, like, knows how to make things happen, knows the problems of computers. We've dealt with issues before of like, oh, everyone has their own build. We're like, no, we have one fucking computer. You get the shit on here or we're not doing it. Yeah. And it's like, and I just go for it.
And it was, you know, Joey knowing what's needed on pre-production, a contact out there, food, stuff like that. Barrett recognizing somebody needs to wrangle people, so he'll be the guy who goes and wrangles people. Mike being the social butterfly to talk to everybody out there and keep everything going. It was great.
It's just really, really great stuff. And again, then y'all showed up and got to see the stream, and it was great. And then we were done with it, and we're able to just move on to the next thing. But it's so cool that we've only been here since October. So it's been, what, 5 months, 4 months, 6 months? I don't fucking know. I'm bad at
it. It's about to be 6 months.
About to be half a year. And seeing people at GDC and them asking, like, oh, how's the studio? Like, what cool things have you been doing? I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just too, like, literally, it's like, oh, we did the GDC stream. Like, the fact that we're talking about something we did days ago, because it's like, oh, we did something really fucking cool. Oh, besides that, oh, Blessing Show. Besides that, oh, our Game of the Year shit was awesome.
Yeah, besides that,
oh, we've been doing this WWE show. This is like, it's like, we're doing so much cool freaking shit here, man.
Yeah.
On top of all our normal stuff. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Good time.
Yeah.
You should take some time off.
Yeah.
Before then, I want to quiz you.
Mm.
As we went live, I got a very important email.
Uh-oh.
New survey reveals which Super Mario character is the all-time best. Next month, the highly anticipated Super Mario Brothers movie is scheduled to release worldwide. And then it goes on about the movie. With a budget of $48 million, the movie is expected to break records both in the U.S. and Japan, home to the Super Mario franchise. Many fans have been playing the wildly successful Super Mario game since 1985, 38 years ago. But which Super Mario character is the most loved of all time? Well, the team at Cribbage Online have the answers. The team used survey data from Ranker to reveal which character is the best,
Jesus,
with over 87,000 people voting on the survey. Here are the 20 most loved characters
20.
In the Super Mario franchise. Do
Greg
you
Miller,
agree with the results?
There are very few people in the world that enjoy or care about Mario and Mario lore more than me. I could name 20 characters, but I would struggle to name 20 characters in the Mario universe?
Well, let's start this way. Again, they said is the best, and then they switched it to the most loved.
Of course they did. Oh, sounds
who
like
is the
shit.
Most Tim, loved?
Quick question. Where is Birdo on this?
I mean, Birdo better be top 10.
Okay.
I was thinking number 8.
Number 8. Ooh, 8's good for Birdo, for sure.
Who is the most loved Mario character of all time?
Most loved Mario character. I mean, it's Mario.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The correct answer with 6,084 votes.
If he says dry bones, I'm turning this
Yoshi.
On.
Yoshi.
Yoshi. You're the Yoshi. I would have bet Yoshi. Yoshi would have been my second pick.
With over 6,000 votes, Yoshi takes the crown as the most loved character in the Super Mario universe. Yoshi debuted in Super Mario World in 1990 as Mario and Luigi's sidekick. His full name is T. Yoshisaur Munchakoopas.
Mm-hmm.
However, Nintendo thought this name would be difficult to remember, so he's referred to as Yoshi for short.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a rival, a mean blue dinosaur called Boshi, who first appeared in Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars in 1996.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's that's number two?
Number two? And it's not Mario. So, Toad?
Wait, why'd you say it's not Mario?
I don't know.
Yoshi's number one. Okay, you're saying Toad?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. We were looking for Luigi.
Oh, my God. Luigi. Damn, Mario's getting clowned out.
Let me give you, you want some Luigi information here?
Mm-hmm.
In second place, as the most loved Super Mario character, is Luigi, Mario's younger fraternal twin brother. Luigi first appeared in Mario Brothers 1983 and has appeared in many Super Mario spin-offs, including Mario Kart and Mario Party. First introduced as a sidekick to Mario, Luigi's skills and strengths have developed throughout the Super Mario franchise. He is known for his high jump, green fireball, and super jump punch.
Super jump punch?
Who is number three?
Boffle.
Mario is who we're looking for here. Sorry. Number four?
Wart?
Toad is who we're looking for at number four. Number five?
Wendy O. Koopa.
Bowser Jr.
Huh?
Number
you know
six?
What? I can name way more than 20 characters.
Number six? Bowser. Number seven? Princess Peach. Number eight? Comic.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
My boy fucking Comet, dude. Hell yeah.
Number nine.
Yoshi's Island doesn't get enough love. I've been saying it since day one.
Number nine, Waluigi.
Okay.
Number 10, Donkey Kong. Number 11, Koopalings.
Just all of them?
Number 12, Wario. Number 13, Birdo.
Yeah, all right.
Number 14, King Boo.
Yeah.
Number 15, Princess Daisy. Number 16, Lenny Koopa. Lenny
Wait.
Koopa.
The Koopalings get their own thing, and then Lenny also gets his own?
And again, if you're not paying attention, these are those usual stupid surveys I tweet every so often. They're just nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Like, where did this come from? You know what I mean? Like, why is this like this? Number 17, Toadette.
Toadette's before Rosalina?
I hate to break it to you. Rosalina did not chart.
What?
Did not chart.
Rosalina's the best princess.
Number 18, Toadette.
There may or may not be a reason that Gia Tap Harris might be wearing a Rosalina inspired outfit coming up soon. There may or may not be, Greg. Well, and I may or may not be excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 18, Toadsworth.
Toadsworth. Shout out to y'all for showing Toadsworth some respect, but not over my girl Rosalina.
Number 19, Petey Piranha.
Okay.
Number 20, Pauline.
Pauline before... Nah.
A spokesperson for Cribbage Online said, Super Mario is one of the most popular video game franchises around the world and remains the best-selling franchise to date. Whether or not you play video games, most of us will recognize some of the characters.
Most of us.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for this Tetris movie, Greg.
Are you?
Have you seen the trailer?
The Taron Egerton,
yeah.
Like, dramatization or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks fucking incredible.
I haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, after this, you're watching the trailer.
Okay.
That thing is going to fucking sell you, man.
Okay.
It is a banger.
I'm looking forward to it. What's the, I always forget, is it Lexi, the Tetris creators?
Alexi?
Yeah, Alexi, I forget his last name.
I forget it too.
We all did shots with him once at a party.
Sick.
When they were doing some Tetris mobile thing we all got invited to. He was cool. And ladies and gentlemen, you're cool. Thanks for watching this episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast. Remember, each and every week, four, sometimes two, best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, of course, you can write in to be part of the show at kindoffunny.com/ KF Podcast. It's free. You can just ride and have a good time. But if you want to support us with that money, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. On patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you can watch us record the show live without any ads. You can watch it on demand without any ads. You can listen without any ads. You can get dozens and dozens of exclusive content each and every month. You can get merch and all sorts of cool shit. It's all on patreon.com/kindoffunny, and it supports all of this and the amazing team we've built and space we've built. However, if you don't want to support that with money, you'd rather support it with views, eyeballs, likes, subscribes, and shares, you can wait for the show to post on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. No matter where you get it, please consider like, subscribing, sharing, telling your friends. Even if you're watching on YouTube, go over to the Spotify and like it and do that shit too. You do this, you know, put on the iTunes, it's whatever you're getting the stuff, just yeah, do it.
Do the stuff.
Do it on all the stuff. Game the system. That's what we're all about here, Kind of Funny. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
I love you, Greg. Hug time.
Oh, hug.